U.S. pork exports were above year-ago totals in September for the second straight month. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says it's a result of USMEF's work to diversify global demand.
We're up a little bit, 1 or 2% on the total. And this is with Mexico down slightly, our largest volume market. So I think, once again, this kind of emphasizes the strategy to maximize and diversify markets as much as we can is definitely paying off. You have growth out of some of the major markets. You got China was up, Korea, Japan, some of our larger markets. But then you scroll down to some of the smaller markets, and Colombia continues to be a very consistent growth market for us. The Dominican Republic, the Caribbean in general is growing, and the ASEAN region, the Philippines. So, you know, you've got 7 or 8 markets contributing to this growth in the month of September. And like I said, while we still had a good month to Mexico at 76,000 tons, it was down about 5%, and we still were able to show growth overall.
Beef and variety meat monthly exports dipped below the $1 billion mark for only the second time this year, but remain on a record pace.
We did have a down month on beef in September of about 7%, but we were still right at $900 million exported. And it wasn't very long ago that $900 million would have been a record for a month of exports. Yeah, I think once again, we have a pretty broad base of strength on the beef side. China was up a bit. The ASEAN region in general, the Philippines and Vietnam, had very good months. Caribbean continues to perform. Food service and tourism business is absolutely booming in the Caribbean and in a lot of parts of the world, and we're starting to see that in the results. The EU had another good month, and on the variety meat side, Africa had one of its better months.
For more, visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harreth.